Resorts World says it is ready to help revive Las Vegas North Strip. Resorts World Las Vegas told Nevada regulators it has strengthened its compliance controls and is ready to help drive new development at the north end of the Strip. The hearing could shape both the property's regulatory standing and its role in future projects tied to arena, tourism, and entertainment growth in Las Vegas. The assurance came as Carlos Castro, Resorts World's president, secretary, and treasurer, was recommended for a Nevada gaming license by the Nevada Gaming Control Board during the second day of a two-day hearing. The Nevada Gaming Commission will take up final licensing on March 26. During the proceedings, board member George Ossod urged Resorts World to consider using vacant land on the property to build an arena suitable for a potential National Basketball Association expansion franchise. Ossod framed the idea as a catalyst for development, saying an NBA team would be fantastic for the north end of the Strip and for the entire city of Las Vegas and the state for that matter. He added that a new venue could host concerts and other large-scale events, broadening the property's appeal. Interest in bringing the NBA to Las Vegas has been publicly discussed in recent months. Business figures including Magic Johnson have reportedly engaged local and state officials on potential ownership structures, and NBA Commissioner Adam Silver indicated that owners would likely address expansion steps at meetings scheduled for March. Several local developers and gaming companies, including Oakview Group, a real estate-led consortium known for arena projects, and the LVXP Group, which has proposed a mixed-use development with an 18,000-seat arena between the Sahara and the stalled Fontainebleau site, have previously signaled readiness to host an NBA-ready venue. MGM Resorts International has also floated the possibility of accommodating a team at T-Mobile Arena, potentially in a shared arrangement with the Vegas Golden Knights. Regulatory reforms and compliance measures. Castro used his testimony to highlight changes Resorts World has made to strengthen anti-money laundering controls and customer screening. He said the property has beefed up its Know Your Customer protocols and empowered its compliance leadership to act decisively when suspect activity is identified. According to Castro, Chief Compliance Officer Jennifer Roberts and her team now have autonomous authority to place individuals on a temporary gaming ban or, in cases of serious concerns, issue a full exclusion from the property. Castro told the board that this delegation of authority is intended to remove ambiguity in enforcement and to demonstrate to regulators that the resort takes illicit activity seriously. The assurances come in the shadow of a high-profile enforcement campaign by Nevada regulators. The state's gaming authorities recently added former minor league baseball player and illegal bookmaker Wayne Nix to the list of excluded persons, and Matthew Bowyer, who was released from prison this week, has been nominated for inclusion. Regulators fined Resorts World $10.5 million in 2025 for lapses that allowed illegal gamblers to operate at the property, the second largest penalty ever imposed by Nevada gaming authorities. Independent analysts say the regulatory spotlight will continue to shape how casinos operate in Las Vegas. For developers and operators, the message from Nevada regulators is clear. Compliance cannot be delegated as an afterthought, said Dr. Elaine Thompson, senior analyst at Gaming Insights LLC. A well-enforced exclusion program and rigorous KYC protocols are now prerequisites for any major expansion or capital project. At the same time, the prospect of an NBA franchise brings enormous economic upside for venue operators, but it raises the stakes on rigorous oversight. Castro declined during the hearing to comment on specific arena or team negotiations, concentrating instead on the company's remedial compliance steps and governance changes. Resorts World's board includes former Nevada Governor Brian Sandoval and former Control Board Chairman A.G. Burnett, who, together with senior management, have endorsed the strengthened compliance regime. What regulators will review next? With Castro's license recommendation moving forward, commissioners on March 26 will evaluate the totality of Resorts World's governance and compliance reforms alongside the regulatory history that led to the 2025 fine. Separately, Las Vegas stakeholders, developers, sports investors, and municipal leaders will continue to press the case for additional arena capacity if the NBA decides to expand. Observers say the coming weeks will be telling. Licensing rulings will indicate how tolerant Nevada regulators are of past violations when meaningful reforms are in place, and announcements on arena proposals or expansion bids may crystallize plans that have been discussed in public and private meetings across the region.